Broadcasting Company's Grand Marquee. Grand Marquee, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. The National Broadcasting Company's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Tonight, Grand Marquee stars Olin Soule with Beryl Vaughn in a lighthearted tale of love on the high seas by Joel Brensback, entitled Sweet Voyager. And now, before the play itself, here's a greeting from NBC's young star, Olin Soule.
Thank you, Cleve Kirby, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today's story revolves around some very curious antics on the broad Atlantic. Young and obliging Greg Saunders, bound for New York, proves chivalry is not dead, only to spend several wakeful nights for his pains. Before it's all over, he finds himself in the middle of a neat triangle, involving the devil, a sweet young thing, the deep blue sea, and his own very much occupied stateroom. Greg's troubles are just beginning as he embarks at the English port.
Hold ashore, the stern ashore! Hold ashore, the stern ashore!
Da, 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 anchors away!
And that should take care of it, I believe. Well, have a good trip, Greg, my boy.
Thanks, Mr. Harris, I'm sure I will.
May I come in?
Eh? Oh, hello there, my dear. Be right with you.
The steward just called all ashore, Hoskey. I thought I'd better tell you.
Very well. Greg, I think we've covered everything. If there's anything in New York you can't handle, drop me a cable, eh?
I'll do that, Mr. Harris.
And you might keep an eye on my wife and daughter on the trip over. Keep them out of trouble.
Oh, no, hardly. You'd better come along if you expect to get off the boat. Ruth's waiting for us on the
deck. Very well, my dear.
Oh, Mr. Saunders, do you mind if I leave my hat box here? I don't know why I've been carrying it. Do you mind?
Well, no, not at all, Mrs. Harris.
Well, let's go up then, shall we? Coming, Greg?
After you, Mr. Harris.
Are you sure you're warm enough, Lucia?
Oh, I'm fine, Mother.
Well, if you're sure, there's no point in catching cold the first hour out.
My, just smell that air. Don't you simply love the sea, Mr. Saunders?
Yes, it's very nice, Mrs. Harris.
I can hardly believe we're really on our way. We were going to wait for Mr. Hartley, you know, but heaven knows when he'll be coming home.
Well, I imagine he'll be several months yet. You see, it's a lot of work to set up a new office, and he seems to want to handle it himself.
Father's always said that to do something well, you must do it yourself.
Yes, dear, and I suppose he's right. And you're going to take care of things at home, aren't you, Mr. Saunders?
Just until Mr. Harris gets back.
Mr. Harris has a lot of confidence in you, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yes, Mr. Saunders. He talks about you a great deal.
Well, he's been very nice to me.
He says you're a clean cut.
Oh, now, don't embarrass Mr. Saunders, Ruth, dear. Though heaven knows it's true. Sometimes I almost feel that you're one of the family.
Isn't that silly?
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, Mrs. Harris.
It's from hearing so much about you, I suppose. Now, during the voyage, I hope we'll have a chance, really, to get acquainted with Mr. Saunders.
Oh, yes.
Huh? Oh, yes, of course.
Well, I'm afraid this breeze is a bit chilly for me. Will you excuse me, Mr. Saunders?
Oh, you needn't come, Ruth. It wouldn't be polite for us both to desert Mr. Saunders. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Harris. Well, here we are.
Yes.
It's not too cold for you, is it?
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
Oh. Have you ever been to England before?
No.
Oh, I see.
You know, I'm awfully glad you're going back with us. I was afraid it was going to be an awfully boring trip.
Yeah, well, it may be. We're just getting started.
Oh, no. I think it'll be wonderful. Now.
Well, let's hope so, Miss Harris.
Please call me Ruth.
All right. Ruth?
Do you mind if I call you Greg? I think it's much friendlier.
Well...
I mean, Father's always talking about you, and I've seen you at his office and everything. It's not as though we've just met.
No.
And it seems silly to waste a lot of time being formal. I mean, unless you just don't like a person at all, don't you think so?
Well, I can't say that I really thought about it, Miss Ruth. I suppose you're right.
Oh, I'm glad you agree with me. I was afraid you might think I was being, well, aggressive.
Of course not.
I can be, you know.
Huh?
I mean, if a girl sees someone she likes, why shouldn't she go after him?
No reason, I suppose.
You know something, Greg?
No, what?
I think I like you.
Oh. Well, now, look, you'll excuse me. I have to... Well, I'll see you later.
Oh, I'm sure you will, Mr. Saunders.
way. Three. Ah, sanctuary.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong room. Excuse me. Good night. Now, what? Hey, that was my stateroom.
Hello?
Well, I beg your pardon, miss, but I'm afraid you're in the wrong room. This is 4D.
I'm softly sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I almost got lost myself coming down here. Do you remember your room number?
Well, no. You see,
Never mind. I'll call the steward. He can
find it. No. Don't do that.
Why not?
I mean, I'd rather you didn't.
Well, but if you've forgotten the number...
No, it's quite all right. I'll just be going. I'm terribly sorry to have bothered you.
Well, not at all. Yeah, you sure I can't help you?
Quite sure, thank you. Well, goodbye.
Good luck. Say, what's your name? Well, thanks for wasting time trying to be formal. That careless woman. Picture her wandering in here. Funny, that girl could forget her room number.
Hello.
Well, back again?
Excuse me.
Hey, what's the matter? Hey, come out of my closet. Hey, did you hear me? I said come out of there, will you? Look, what's this all about?
Hey, it's the door. Open it up.
Now what? All right, I'm coming. Yes? What is it, Stuart?
Begging your pardon, sir, but did a young lady enter room just now?
A young lady?
Oh, yeah, to trouble you, sir, but from the end of the corridor, it did look as though she went in here.
Well, what did she look like?
Was there more than one, sir?
Oh, no. I mean, if I should see it.
Oh, I see, sir. Then she's not here?
Not unless she's hiding in the closet.
Very amusing. I'm sorry to have bothered you, sir.
Oh, that's all right. What's she done?
The fact is, sir, she's a stowaway.
A stowaway? Are you sure?
Oh, yes, sir. Came aboard with the visitors at the dock, sir. I mocked her at the time, recognized her quite easily just now. Rather striking young lady, sir, if I may say so.
Well, I hope you find her.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Finally. All right, you can come out of the closet now.
Thanks.
Cozy? If I'd known you were coming, I might have arranged for a bigger closet.
Thanks, awfully, Mr.
Saunders. Greg Saunders.
I'm Paula Bradford.
Fine. Now that we've met, goodbye.
Goodbye? But where will I go?
Well, where do stowaways go?
Oh, I'm afraid I don't know. You see, I haven't had much experience with this sort of thing.
Yeah, well, and it's time you had some outside my stateroom.
Well, I suppose I'll have to sooner or later.
I'd like very much to help you, Miss Bradford, but just now I'm not in the mood to be romantic. So?
All right. It was very nice of you not to tell the steward.
Yeah, or very foolish. I haven't decided. Oh, good grief.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, just a minute, Ruth.
What
should
we do?
Get back in the closet and hurry.
All right.
And try not to sneeze.
Ready,
Mr. Coming, I'm coming. Well, what can I do for you?
You're not mad, are you?
Me? About what?
Well, I mean, it wasn't very nice of me to tease you like I did. I want to apologize. You left rather abruptly.
Oh, so that's it. Sure, apology accepted. And now I've got a lot of things to do.
Oh, but that isn't what I came down about.
No.
Mother says she left her hat box in here. Mind if I look?
No, of course not, but I don't think it's here. I don't see it anywhere.
No, I don't either, but... Oh, I know. Perhaps the steward put it in the closet with your suitcase.
In the closet? But no, I don't think it's...
Well, it's easy enough to find out.
Oh, Miss Harris, Ruth, I'm sure it's not in the closet.
Oh?
No, I was just in there before you came and I didn't see it.
There's no harm in looking again, is there?
Well, no, but...
Where is there?
No. Yeah, now, Ruth, I...
It is here, see? You said you didn't see it.
Huh? What do you know about that?
I think you were hiding it on purpose just to get easy.
Huh?
Do you really forgive me for teasing you this afternoon?
Oh, sure, of course.
I do want us to be friends, Greg, all right?
Yeah, fine, wonderful, anything you say.
I'm awfully glad you feel that way. Coming down to dinner? Yeah. It's almost time.
Yeah, well, I'll be along in just a few minutes. You go ahead.
All right, I'll look for you. Goodbye, Greg.
She must be in there. What the... Miss Bradford? Where are you? Oh. All right, come on out from under that top coat. Do you hear me? Come on out, will you? What the... Good grief, she's fainted. Are you still here?
Mr. Saunders?
Yeah, okay. Wait till I turn on the light. There. I brought you something to eat and dinner.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that.
Why not? I've been doing things I shouldn't all day. You feel better?
Yes, a little. It was dreadful of me to faint.
Well, food should help that. Now, what's it all about?
All about?
Yeah, you. For instance, why did you leave home?
Oh, but to begin with, I went with my mother.
Mother? Holy smokes, where's she hiding?
Oh, no. You see, my home is in Philadelphia.
You're not English?
No, though I suppose I do sound it. You see, my mother was English, and we went there to live just after my father died. I was quite small. Then 2 years ago, mother died, and now...
Now you've decided to go back to Philadelphia.
Well, to America, at any rate. I didn't have much money, so... Well, here I am.
Yeah, don't remind me.
It is dreadful for you, isn't it?
Only temporarily, my sweet young voyager. You can bet on that.
Are you going to turn me in?
That depends.
Yes?
Well, since you're not feeling well, I'm going to give you a break. You can stay here and rest until midnight. After that, you're on your own. Good enough?
Well, all right. But what will you do? I mean, until midnight.
Dance.
What?
Mm-hmm. They're having a ship's dance. They announced at dinner.
Oh. Will your lady friend be there?
My what?
The one that came in this afternoon. Ruth, I think.
Oh, yes, I suppose so. Why?
I just wondered. Is she pretty?
Well, yes. What difference does that make?
None. I hope you'll have a good time.
Oh, don't you worry. I will.
Oh, it's lovely music, isn't it, Greg? I could dance all night.
Hmm?
What are you thinking about?
What? Oh, it's a good orchestra, isn't it?
Are you worried about something? I mean, you must be thinking about something.
Well, I was just wondering... what time it was.
Oh, that's not very nice. Don't you like to dance with me?
Oh, yes. You dance very well, Ruth.
What I said this afternoon, isn't it? I mean about going after someone you like.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. You're brooding.
Oh, don't be silly.
What is it, then? Something's bothering you. Don't you feel well?
Well, I do have a slight headache.
We could sit down for a while if you want to.
Would you mind? I think we'd better.
Back so soon. Aren't you going to finish the dance? Mr. Saunders has a headache, Mother.
Yes, if you'll excuse me, I think perhaps I'd better go to my room.
Oh, now it does seem a shame for you to leave, Mr. Saunders. Why, it isn't quite midnight yet.
I know.
What?
I should get some sleep. My head, you know. I'll see you in the morning, Ruth. Mrs. Harris?
Oh, I think you're just being mean. No.
Well, I am sorry, but, good night.
Goodbye, Greg. Poor boy. He does seem upset, doesn't he?
Yes, he's been acting awfully moody.
Well, if you want my opinion, Ruth, dear, I think he's just shy.
You do?
After all, you are the boss's daughter. I can see why it might make him uncomfortable.
Then you don't think he has a headache?
He looks perfectly all right to me.
I wouldn't be at all surprised if he were up on deck this moment, just standing there, looking off into space and feeling sorry for himself. Men are like that, my dear.
You really think he is?
I suppose you could find out if you wanted to.
Greg, is that you?
What?
Hello.
Oh.
I thought you were going back to your room.
Hello, Ruth. I just stopped up for a breath of air. Thought it might clear my head.
Me too.
Well, I guess I'll go down now.
Do you want me to come with you?
What? Why should you?
Well, I mean, if you're really feeling badly, you shouldn't be wandering about the ship by yourself. You might fall overboard or something.
Oh, I'm not so groggy as all that.
Oh, you're just being heroic. I don't think you really want to go to your room at all.
Oh, but I do.
Well, I'm ready when you are.
Look, Ruth, won't your mother be worried? Shouldn't you go back pretty soon?
Oh, she knows where I am. It's all right.
Oh.
Greg.
Hmm?
It's dark up here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes. Maybe you better go down where it's light.
Oh, no, I like it. Doesn't it do something to you?
Reminds me that I'd better get some sleep, if that's what you mean. Now, why don't you run along like a good little girl?
Oh, you needn't treat me like a child. After all, I'm 20.
Well, I'm sorry, Ruth.
Greg, don't you like me at all?
Of course I do, Ruth, but...
Oh, I think you're just wonderful.
Yeah, well, Hey, Ruth,
it's all right.
But...
Please, Greg, words just spoil it. Let's just wait here in the moonlight and watch the sun come up.
The sun? Now, look here, Ruth, I...
Unless you want me to walk you down to your room.
No, no.
You are wonderful, Greg.
Oh, I'm terrific.
Hello, I say. Mr. Saunders.
Mm.
Mr. Saunders, are you asleep, sir?
Hmm? Huh?
Oh, you did give me a start, sir. So why you were twisted in that deck chair? Well, forgive me, sir, but I thought perhaps something was wrong.
Deck... Hey, where am I?
Oh, yeah, I am sorry, sir. You seem to have been asleep.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. I hope your stateroom is comfortable, sir.
Stateroom?
You're falling asleep up here, sir. I thought perhaps you were uneasy last night.
Yeah, last night. Oh, no, everything's fine. Fine.
What time is it? Just short of 8 o'clock, sir. They'll be serving breakfast soon.
Oh, thanks.
Not at all, sir. Well?
Begging your pardon, sir, but... Well, sir, there seems to be a bit of fiber protruding from your left shoe.
What?
It struck me as odd, sir, seeing it there.
Oh, yes. Just an old laundry list. Thank you, Stuart.
Of course, sir.
Well, I'll see you later, I suppose.
Oh, yes, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Watch the sun come out, huh? I don't know what this is all about. Greg, dear. It got awfully cold, and I don't think it was very nice of you to go to sleep. Maybe we can see the sunrise some other time. You look so cute, I didn't have the heart to wake you. I'll come to your stateroom and get you for breakfast. Love, Ruthie. I'll come to your stateroom. Stateroom? Holy smoke, it's almost time for breakfast now. Yes. Has Miss Harris been down here yet?
Why, no. Should she have?
Well, that's something. So now, Miss Bradford?
You didn't come back last night.
No, but now...
It was awfully nice of you.
What?
I mean, it works out beautifully. If it's not too hard on you.
What are you talking about?
Why, you're finding another place to sleep so I can stay here. I'm terribly grateful.
Hey, now, wait a minute. You're way ahead of yourself, young lady.
But...
Oh, shh, quiet.
Oh, dear. Should I get in the closet?
No, no, stay put. I
just got up, Ruth.
I'm not dressed yet. Yeah, well, look, Ruth, you go right ahead. I'll see some time yet.
I just wait. I want to talk to you about last night.
No, I'll see you in the dining room. You go ahead.
Oh, all right. Promise you'll hurry.
Sure, you bet.
I'll be waiting.
Close, wasn't it? I thought you were joking when you asked if you...
Look, Miss Bradford, never mind about her. Now, you're getting out of here.
No, but I mean, when you didn't come back last night, I thought...
That I'd change my mind? No, thanks.
Then I can't stay.
No, not another minute. You saw what almost happened, don't you? What if Miss Harris had come down before I got back?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Miss Bradford, but this thing has just gone on long enough. I'll give you just 10 seconds to get out of here.
If it's 10 seconds? Oh.
Now, please, all right, 30 seconds.
30 seconds? Oh.
Yes, and that's final.
Mr. Saunders. Up early again today, are you, sir?
Good morning, Stuart. Yes, I can't seem to sleep late anymore.
Well, it might be the weather, sir. A bit rough these past 3 or 4 days, sir. And more of the same today, I should say.
Yes, I've noticed.
Really appreciate a snug berth these nights, eh, sir? Oh, I pity the lads with the night watch. Well, cheerio, sir.
Goodbye. Here we are. Paula?
Just a minute.
Oh, gosh, what a beautiful bed.
Good morning.
Tired?
Resting. Well, you don't look as though you slept very much.
Oh.
Greg, where do you sleep?
I told you, a friend of mine.
Oh, it can't be very good. You have bags under your eyes.
Optical illusion.
Greg, how did your friend happen to have room for you? I thought all the rooms were full.
Huh? Oh, he's a very thin fellow.
Doesn't he wonder why you've been going to his room every night instead of coming here?
He hasn't said anything yet. Stop worrying.
What's his name?
What difference does it make? You're all right, aren't you?
Yes, but I feel dreadful if I thought...
No, everything's fine. Let's stop talking about it.
All right. Greg, are you sure it's been all right? I mean...
Look, Paula, after 6 nights on that deck, I'm in no mood to...
Oh!
Well, that is...
On deck? You mean you've been... Oh, Greg.
Don't get excited. I had to sleep somewhere.
But why didn't you tell me?
What is the point? You couldn't have done anything.
Yes, I could. I wouldn't have stayed here if I'd known.
Well, it doesn't matter. As long as you've come this far, you might as well see it through. We'll be in New York in 2 days.
And then what?
Well, I don't know.
You try to sneak off the ship, I suppose.
It won't work, Greg. Besides, I'm tired of living like a convict.
You're tired? How about me? You in here, me on the deck all night, and that Harris girl in my hair all day. Seems to me you've had it pretty soft.
Soft? Hiding all the time, afraid even to move while you're sleeping on the deck and running around with that roost and...
Well, what's she got to do with it?
Why, nothing. Nothing at all.
All right, then why'd you mention her?
Well, you mentioned her first. Besides, what does it matter?
Now, Paula, if you'll just be reasonable...
I am being reasonable. If I want to call it quits, that's my business.
Well, all right. I don't know what I'm arguing about. I don't care what you do.
You've certainly made enough fuss about it.
Well, don't mind me. Give yourself up. Jump overboard. Do anything you like.
Don't think I won't. Goodbye.
Paula? Well, her business, I guess. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I got my bed back.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, what the... Overboard. Oh, no, she wouldn't. Stuart. Stuart, who is it?
The young lady, sir. Why, she was leaning over the rail, sir. And then Wilkes arm, not you. She is, sir.
Why don't they do something?
They're trying to get a boat away, sir. Bit choppy today. Oh, there, sir. You can see her now. Just beyond that
way. Oh, here, hold my coat.
What's he going to do? Oh, I wouldn't do that, sir. Oh, we did it. Another man overboard. Man overboard.
God. Now, God.
Paula.
Help.
Yeah. I'm coming. Hang on. I'll get you. Where are you? All right. All right. I've got you. I'll kick your feet. Come on, get your head up, please, darling.
What did you say?
What the... Ruth. Oh, no.
Oh, Greg.
Happened.
No, it's all right, Mr. Saunders. Just take it easy.
Yeah, but what...
It seems the young lady got a headlock on you. You passed out just before we fished you out of the water.
Oh, thanks, Captain Jones.
Well, you're the one that gets the thanks, Mr. Saunders. If you hadn't kept Miss Harris afloat until we got there, we might have lost a passenger.
Is she all right?
Amazing. She'll be around to see you presently, I imagine.
Oh, where are we?
Back in your stateroom, Mr. Saunders. All safe.
My stateroom?
Why, what's the matter?
But... Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten. She gave herself up.
Mm-hmm.
Is she all right?
I told you she's fine. There's not a thing to worry about.
What'll you do with it?
Well, I don't know as I need to do anything except maybe keep an eye on her.
There won't be any trouble.
Of course not. Unless she falls overboard again.
Overboard?
Oh, but...
Maybe come in.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Harris. Of course, he's all right now.
Poor dear boy, how do you feel?
Hello, Mrs. Harris. Ruth?
Oh, Greg, it was just the bravest thing I've ever heard of. I'm awfully proud of you and grateful.
Yes, I think we're all proud of him, Miss Harris. Well, I guess you young people can get along without me.
Oh, don't go, Captain Jones.
Well, I have the ship to run, Mr. Saunders. I just wanted to be sure you were comfortable. And if I can do anything for you, just ask. Don't know what it would be unless, of course, you wanted to get married or something.
Well, as a matter of fact, Captain Jones...
Oh, Greg!
Married! Well, now, Mr. Saunders, I don't know that Ruth...
Greg, I don't know what to say. I mean, it was lovely and romantic and everything, but I didn't think you'd get serious.
Oh, but...
She is young, Mr. Saunders.
Yes.
Perhaps if you'd wait a year, a long engagement, perhaps...
But, Mother...
Well, oh, please understand, Greg, I mean, I do like you, but gosh, I'm not even out of college yet.
Well, Mr. Saunders, seems you've made a mistake.
Huh? Please, if you people will wait a minute, I'll finish what I was going to say.
No, you mustn't excite yourself, Mr. Saunders.
I'm not excited. In the first place, I haven't the slightest intention of marrying anybody.
Then what were you saying?
Captain Jones, did you mean that about wanting to do something for me?
Never meant anything more, Mr. Saunders. Just name it.
Well, then, I'd very much appreciate anything you can do for Miss Bradford.
Who?
The stowaway.
Stowaway? What are you talking about?
He's talking about me, Captain Jones.
Paula.
Mr. Saunders.
Why, I...
A woman in your class. Oh, isn't it romantic?
Yeah, but Paula, I thought
now,
you...
Now, wait a minute. All right, young lady, what is all this?
It's obvious, isn't it? I haven't a ticket. I meant to give myself up, but when I lost my nerve, I hid in here during all these fights.
I see. Well...
She's an American citizen, Captain. I'll vouch for her. Well, you... said you'd like to do something for me.
Yes, I know, Mr. Saunders,
you said
but...
all he had to do was name it, didn't you?
Yeah, thanks, Ruth.
Well, I must say she looks all right, Captain Jones. Not at all what you'd expect.
Well, all right. I may be sticking my neck out, but come up to my quarters and we'll see what we can do.
That's terribly nice of you, Captain Jones.
Oh, don't thank me, don't thank me. Still, a promise is a promise. Well, I'll be expecting you.
Yes, we'll come right away, Captain Jones, and thank you.
I suppose we should go too, Ruth.
Oh, yes, I think it's awfully exciting.
Yeah, well, we'll see you later, Ruth. Goodbye, Mrs. Harris.
Goodbye. Greg.
Yes.
She's just lovely.
Yes, yes.
Bye. You know, she's really quite nice, isn't she?
Oh, Ruth?
Uh-huh. Silly of me to be jealous of her.
Jealous?
I was, you know.
Gee, Paula. When you went out of here this afternoon, I... Well, it was...
I know, Greg. That's why I came back.
Oh, Paula, you are lovely. Come here.
Oh, Greg. Did you mean what you said a little while ago?
What was that?
You said you hadn't the slightest intention of marrying anybody.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Darling, I think we'd better see the captain.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Olin Soule again. We hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Next week, Grand Marquis will offer the rib-tickling story of an actor and actress who, in throwing things at each other, very nearly throw a good play right out of business. We think you'll enjoy H. Donald Spath's play, Wildcat Strike. Good night.
Tonight's original play, Sweet Voyager, was written by Joel Brinsbach and produced by Norman Felton. Olin Soule played Greg, and Beryl Vaughn played Paula. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Colicchio with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Watch for the next performance when Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airways, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of Wildcat Strike. Your announcer, Cleve Kirby. Grand Marquis is produced in Chicago. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.